position okay. to provide safe and habitable housing.
Go ahead, Leslie. Okay.
All right, Mr. Ballard.
Good afternoon. I'm Donald Ballard. I'm chairman of the Detroit Landlords Association here in Washington. We represent the first
landlords. He doesn't say anything about Michigan, but they don't say anything. I mean, I'm just curious.
And we're representing 9,000 plus families that have been displaced throughout the city. Madam Chairman, let me thank your staff for successfully evacuating, replacing all of the tenants and clients in the city. Really fast to all have been through. We have been in direct contact with you all in Houston and Dallas while you all have been out of town and working with our landlords. Our landlords have been displaced just like our tenants have. The majority of our landlords' properties are underwater, unusable, and without insurance. 95% have no flood insurance, and frankly, they probably would be incapable of rebuilding their properties, the majority being in New Orleans, East and Uptown areas. In talking to Ms. Mitchell, there will be a meeting of the Landlords Association with Daniel to bring us up to date on the 30th of the month at this facility. In addition, the landlords have several concerns. One, they're concerned about their clients based upon the executive order that they don't in place of no evictions. Again, we try to tell landlords, please be fair, treat your tenants just like you would be fair. They're displaced, they can't go home, they have a little belongings or in a house just like ours. Don't do anything rash. If you have a situation where you roof off your properties, prepare it, preserve your properties as best you can, get you back into the properties, contact the pool engineers and secure it. But please be fair to all the clients. This has been something we've stressed all along with you all and people before. One of the things a lot of our clients are concerned about, the rents of September and October, you made some statements on your website. They would like to address that with you all publicly at our next meeting, not in this meeting today. They also, a lot of landlords express that they have properties that are available and could be occupied at the present time. They need to be able to contact you all in some form or fashion. And again, some of them still have the old tenant belongings. So somewhere between now and that meeting on the 30th, we need to get a message out to our clients, and our tenants and landlords, primarily to let them know that at some effective date they have to remove their belongings so we can go forward and reset their properties and be fair. No one wants to replace anyone out. One of the things that we talked about both here in Washington and all of our representatives, Mayor Nagin has developed a Blue Ribbon Committee to redevelop the city. All the people are talking about either their own purely old developments. There's subcommittees that have been developed to address infrastructure, housing, et cetera. Joe Canizaro is the chair of that committee.
Move.
I didn't move when you were talking, so keep honest yourself. All the plans are going to go forward, even though the panel technically the city agency is a federal agency. You have one board that has federal funds. They have been spending $60 million a year on post-six projects and $60 million
30 seconds.
On housing choice options in the past.
Mr. Valley, you have 30 seconds.
Right. Thank you. All I would like to do is, at that next meeting, please address it. Please take into consideration of where the city is going. And we have an opportunity for a rebuild. We've been advocating and moving to work for quite a long time, and if something is going to come about, and be good for all citizens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Valley, for your comments. And, of course, I have met with you. Ms. Mitchell have met with you. We do appreciate your comments. The only thing is that when you use the word all landlords, I think that's pretty broad because we know that there's been pluses and minuses on both sides. So we don't want to paint the picture that all landlords have been just overly considerate of our residents because we know that that has not been the case. And so I do thank you for your comments. I thank you for the fact that you would want to meet with us at a different time to discuss some really details and trench work in terms of the approach to landlords. And right now, I just want to also mention that we are under a ordinance issued by the Governor Blanco that all evictions have been put on a moratorium through, I believe, October 27th. So I'm going to use this opportunity as a reminder to landlords that we would hope that you would remain in compliance with that audience and give us time to also get our arms around our clients and our residents and try to treat them, as Mr. Valet has said, fairly as you would a market tenant. So, thank you.
Leslie?